Hello, Marvel fans. Welcome to Marvel Talk. Today is April 18th, 2019, and just 7 days left until Marvel Studios making their 22nd and final movie of the Infinity Saga, Avengers Endgame. Get hyped, Marvel fans. You're in about to be in an emotional roller coaster. So, we in the Endgame now. But let's talk about something just stupidly happened over the internet. Some asshole just linked the 5-minute footage of Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame. And I told my followers on Instagram saying, get out, because someone linked the footage of Avengers Endgame. And thank God I didn't see it. Because I just strolled down like an old person, like you take it as shit a little bit. But because of, well, I guess maybe just, it's just a little process that we only just 7 days left until the movie's released a week from tonight, basically. Because I'm about to be watching it at the ACM Theater in Redondo Beach, California. But I really can't wait for that movie because it's only 11 years of the cinematic universe for Iron Man and now Endgame. We say our goodbye to our Avengers, but we just can't wait for it to see it end. But stretch the ending. But how are we gonna do like this? But the first time I watched a Marvel movie was The Hulk, where Eric Banner plays as The Hulk. Until I realized that's what I started liking comic book movies. Then one movie got me interested in the cinematic universe is Captain America. Captain America is one of my favorite Avenger since his first movie, when I saw Civil War. And I watched, then after that, I watched two Captain America movies. The first Avenger and Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier was a good MCU film by the Russos. I'm just so excited to see how the conclusion of the Infinity Saga really is. If that just, we just can't wait to see what is unfold. To end phase 3 and ending at the Infinity Saga. But I just can't wait for it. But I just can't wait for it. Because 11 years, 22 movies, that's spectacular. And my special thanks for that amazingness to happen is Kevin Feige and Stan Lee. Rest in peace. Kevin Feige, you are the most poised person we ever seen produce every other MCU films, all 22 of them. I want to see how y'all made Endgame so special, and especially all of us Marvel fans. We just get ready to see how that unfold for it. But I realized something, that how are we going to end a chapter of saga to end it at all? But we just can't wait to find out how that story is going to end. This saga is going to end in a perfectly different way. But we're going to find out next week how this saga ends to move on to a next chapter of the cinematic universe. And you can follow me on Facebook. No. Fuck Facebook. But just follow me on Instagram. I have both Instagram accounts. The first one is marvel.fan.blog. If you type it out, you're going to see the Avengers logo on it. in for my podcast is Marvel_Talk_podcast. Just follow both of my accounts for more fun posts and everything. You never know what's going to happen. But, and I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't no spoiler in any of the Marvel movie, especially Endgame. Some dick over here linked the footage. And that's really unnecessary. 11 years of that Infinity Saga, and you just linked it? Really? Yup. If any of y'all just linked the footage of Avengers Endgame, suck a dick. That's all I can say. Whoever linked it, they can suck a dick. No, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say is, kiss my ass. That's all I can say. So, that's my message. But, next week, on my podcast, I'm gonna do a podcast episode. Well, right now, I'm in my house doing this, but, we're gonna be in the mall. It's gonna be loud. I could be walking by to do the podcast, but, I'm gonna talk about the Infinity Saga and the best moments of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, this next week's episode is gonna be so special. It's gonna be on a special time on Thursday, 1 hour before the movie begins. We just can't wait to see how that Infinity Saga going to conclude after Endgame. After Endgame, I'm gonna post my review, a free spoiler review. I ain't do spoilers now, because I have nobody to tell me that I can be someone. That's why my nickname in my classroom is Captain America. I call myself that because I'm a soldier. I'm a fighter. I don't give up on anything. I have autism at the age of 2 years old. And I'm in college now. And I still didn't give up. I've been beating my ass all day trying to get this. But I just realized something that I don't know what we're going to do, us Marvel fans. 11 years ago, a studio was born until its greatness. If it wasn't for Stan Lee, we would never have this. And thank God we had this. And Stan the Man look up in the skies right now on us, thinking, thank you for making this happen. And I'll go say it to him, saying, you're welcome, Stan. We're going to miss you a lot. So, we're going to get ready to go. But, I'm just excited for the movie. But, you can check my podcast on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts app. But, I just can't wait for that movie to come out. Well, let me tell you this one thing. Hashtag, don't spoil the Endgame. Again, hashtag don't spoil the Endgame. That's all I can say. Everybody wanted need to be the chance to see this beautiful movie. A beautiful movie we can see all over. A beautiful movie that's just going to be an Oscar nominee. Hell, it's going to be something winning an award for visual effects. Whoever the fuck. Still, we're going to get ready to go in 7 days left. And we are fucking excited for this shit. Or whatever. So get ready, Marvel fans. And I'm ready too. You're about to be in a fucking bumpy ride of a motherfucking good time in a motherfucking roller coaster. That's my saying. That's our saying. We're Marvel fans. We never know what's going to happen next. And we have to find out next week. But you know what's funny to me? The Russo brothers said that handshaking between Cap and Tony was not in the movie. That's pissing us off. If it end up in the movie, we're gonna talk to Joe Russo about it. And that's a promise. Whew. So, I think that's it for our episode. So, we are getting ready to say see you later. But, again, you can follow me on both of my Instagram. Yep, what I just said moments ago. But, we just hyped for the movie. So, I'll see you on Thursday. And, we're going to get ready for Endgame. And next week, we ain't going to do no introductions. We're going to do something spectacular. And we're going to talk to all 22 other films of the MCU. We are ready to go. So, let's do this. Let's make these 7 days strong. To avoid spoilers. So we can see the whole experience in movie theaters. So, are you ready? I'll see y'all on Thursday. But, before we go, listen to this masterpieceful TV spot of Avengers Endgame. Bye, everyone.
Heroes. It's an old-fashioned notion. A visionary, a genius, ensuring freedom around the globe.
A symbol to the nation, a hero to the world.
The beacon of hope, shining out across the stars.
I look around at us, you know what I see?
A bunch of a-holes.
Possibility. You think you know how the world works?
The world is changing.
We need heroes.
Strength invites challenge. Challenge incites conflict. Conflict breeds catastrophe. The thing isn't beautiful because it lasts.
One promise to keep.
If you can't protect the Earth, you can be damn sure we'll avenge it.